Okay, so I am Catherine Bowden.
With her is Tia Bench.
And Callum Bowden.
So we are doing a broadcasting on Extreme Radio at Great Parks Community Centre in Paignton on Spreaker? Yep. So we're just going to tell you what's coming up today. So we have music, we have an interview with Nana Kath, we have a song competition and a Vox Pop. Okay, so first up, it's Callum with the song competition.
Today's competition is guessing the artist of this song, 5 seconds of the song. If you are listening, send your answer to Parkfield Extreme Radio Facebook page. Good luck.
Okay, so we hope you get that song. Okay, so first of all, we're going to have a Nana Kath interview. Unfortunately, the person who was going to do it, Alicia, isn't here today to be able to do it. So I'm just going to list a couple of things about her. So she was a volunteer here at Great Parks Community Centre as a youth leader on Wednesday and sometimes on a Monday. She has been coming to the community centre since she was about 5 years old, and she's about 23 now, so a long time. And she's seen a lot of change over the building, so a new nursery's been built. So first of all, I'm just going to interview Nana Kath with a couple of questions. Hello, Nana
Hello.
Kath. So how long have you lived around this area?
I've lived in Queen Elizabeth Drive for 14 years.
Okay, so it's quite a long time then.
Yeah.
So did you start volunteering here when you was quite young? Or?
As soon as I moved down here, I started volunteering.
So
it was a way of making friends.
Oh, that's a good then. So with all your friends, are you close to them now as well then?
Oh yeah, I've made a lot of friends since being on the committee, definitely.
That's good. So just a couple more questions. So what made you really start getting involved apart from, as you said, like friends? What else was there like?
To try and make a difference, because it's quite a poverty-stricken area, and I thought maybe I could just try and make a difference in everybody's lives.
That's nice. And so you know many people that you have made a difference to that you are still talking to?
Mainly children. There's a lot of children I've seen grow up on the estate and in the area.
So what is your job role around the community centre? Is there, like, just working with the children, or is there more to it?
Well, I actually run the community centre now. I'm the chair. And I do a lot with a group called ROC, which is Redeeming Our Communities. And we do quite a bit for youth. On a Thursday night, we do the youth club. On a Wednesday night, there's the TT Youth Club.
So that's tonight then.
Yeah. Monday nights we have the younger children, 5 to 10 year olds, and we do a little club for them. And on a Wednesday during the day we do a Rock Buddy lunch, so everyone can come in and have a decent lunch for free and you know, socialise.
That's real good then. So when you socialise, just about general stuff then, is it?
Yeah. And any problems we can help people with, like, you know, we've got trained people who can help people with mental health issues, that sort of thing. So, yeah, any problems, pop in.
So you do a variety of people, which is good for the community.
Definitely, yeah.
So do you have any real stories to tell us about what's happened around here in the years that you have been, say, chairman or
general? That's a hard one to think. I can't think of anything off the top of my head at the moment. Some of the things that the children do, like, you know, that can really make me chuckle. But I can't think at the top of my head. No, I can't think of anything.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's fine. So have you got anyone else here that you know, like any relatives that work with you here? So
yeah, my husband is the chef on a Wednesday. And
he makes some nice food then.
Yeah, he does. And my one of my daughters is also on the committee. And she works in the area with youth, with a group called Youth Genesis.
Can you tell us a little bit about Youth Genesis and if they come up around our area?
They do come around the area, yeah, they do. They walk around, Katie and Hannah walk around talking to people. They do, like, detached work, so they meet you out on the street. And they do Queen Elizabeth Drive, and they also do around Foxhall. And the different nights, they are in Paignton or Brixham or Torquay, like, you know, on the street.
So overall, you say that your community is quite strong and you all would get along.
Yeah, I think we've got a very good community.
Oh, that's definitely good. That's good then. So, I don't know what, any other questions, really. I think that's it.
So, thank you.
Right. Next up, we're going to have a song by, most of you might know it from the film that's come out, Fast and Furious 7. See You Again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Watch your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way, yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Okay, so hello everyone again. So if you've just like tuned in and you didn't hear about our competition, we're just going to quickly do it again so that we all know. So here's Callum.
Today's competition is guessing the artist of the song. 5 seconds of the song. If you are listening, send your answer to Parkfield Extreme Radio Facebook page. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I just have to laugh because Callum's not meant to say the 5 seconds bit. That's where the song's meant to be. So if you're just like a bit confused, that's why, because he's been a bit weird. All right. So, sorry. First time, bit weird. So, I didn't know what to talk about. How about we go into the Vox plot? So, it's really just about Tia and what she's going to say and what she wants to do.
Okay, I went round the community centre interviewing the children that come here every Wednesday, and I asked them the question, which was, why do you come here? And here is their responses.
So, as we were just saying, the responses. Okay, hope you enjoy.
Why do you come to Great Parks Community Centre?
To spend time with my friends and to get out of the house, and there's so many opportunities for me here.
Because it's fun, it's awesome, and it's great!
Okay.
I come to Great Parks Community Centre to help make a difference in the children's lives.
Thank you.
I come here to do my volunteer work. I do this by working with the younger children and hoping they get like a better experience and have fun.
Okay.
Because it's fun. Because it has lots of games and all my friends come here. Because there's all sorts of different fun and games.
Well, Great Parks Community Centre is the hub of the community. It's right at the top of Queen Elizabeth Drive. It's available to be hired out for parties, and the centre has a fantastic kitchen which you can use when you hire out the centre. It's a great space and it's in the heart of the community.
I come here to help children and change their experience around the community. We provide different clubs, games, cooking experiences, and just hope they think that they have fun.
Okay, so next up, we're going to have a bit of a cheerleader song. And personally, cheerleaders, if you think about it, they're just like people there at football games and just cheering people on. And I think football games are pretty pointless because all you do is, it sounds weird, but all you do is you get a football, you kick it in the goal, and then that's it. So, and also like handball, the ball's not even near the hand and it's on the wrist and that's nowhere near the hand. So, yeah, I would wish other people would, like, talk with me. Anyway, so, yeah, so we're going to have this song called A Cheerleader.
And get your dancing shoes on.
Yeah, get a bit of a boogie going.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there. Cheating, I'm like, no, not really, cause, oh, I think that
Okay, so we do hope that you had a good chance to dance with that song because it was a bit, you know, up there. And just really going on about general stuff, really. So I think Callum's got a bit of opinion, so here you go.
Well, I disagree with Catherine as I think football is a fun sport and so is handball. I will now pass you over to Tia.
Sorry, she's a bit, you know, shy and like, yeah.
Hello.
She's alive. She actually speaks and yeah. So Tia's just going to really tell us. I know we've already had Nana Kaff coming on and tell us about the young children and why they come here. So we're going to just pass it over to Tia and tell us why she comes here. So here you go. And what's coming up?
The community centre was opened for children that was less fortunate and stuff. They provided clubs and activities for them. It's normally with no cost, and if it is a cost, then it's a very low cost because of their area.
What about the area, really?
It used to be rough and they had hardly anything. It had a bad reputation.
Why did it have a bad reputation? You know, could just get a conversation. Why has it got a bad reputation?
Because people would break into cars.
Just in general, it's changed quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's now got a nursery for children, so parents can go and work and earn stuff.
So I've lived here for what, about 7 years, and you haven't lived far from here. So what, 7, 9 years? No, it's close to here. So you can definitely really see the change since. Yes. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that awkward conversation's over.
It's answers to this.
No, we're going to just go back over. I know that some of you might have heard this for the third time or the second time now, but we're just going to do the competition again. So if you do want to do, like, answer, and you are listening, but you don't have Facebook, then you can come onto the Spreaker page where you can probably type in and you can find us
in the studio.
So, yeah. So here's Callum with the question again.
Well, today's competition is guessing the artist of the song. If you are listening, send your answer to Parkfield Extreme Radio Facebook page or Spreaker. Good luck.
Hello again. Okay, so we have the holidays coming up. Have you really got anything planned, Catherine?
Nothing really. I've just been working, really, because I got a job. So I'll be working alongside my brother and his, another like boss's wife, on a food van, just going to different events. Like there's the regatta week, we got the carnival week coming up. We just done Being Mad, which was the bad weather, so we couldn't really do long hours, but I've done it before and it's so tiring. What about Callum?
I find it very fun but at the same time tiring.
What's tiring?
Well, I'm like a cleaner and like fetch things and all that, but it's really knackering but at the same time fun because we get involved.
Well, that's...
And I like their pork sandwiches.
Well, pork is good, so, you know, you've got to like pork. Anyway, so we're just going to, yeah. If you've got anything really to say, any conversations that you want us to talk about, then let us know because we don't... Oh. I just want to say, sorry.
Hello to the people at Parkfield. Yeah.
Hi, Parkfield people. We didn't actually realise if anyone was listening. So, hi. Thanks for listening in. And who's... So, yeah, it's Catherine Baden and we've got...
Tia Bench.
And Callum Bowden.
So if you want to let us know who you are, so we can say like a big shout out to those people as well, please. And if you're doing your live radio thing, then yay. So next up, we have Hold Back the River. And we hope you enjoy. Let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rode our bikes into the sky. Now we call against the tide. Those distant days are flashing by. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and be by your side. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander, let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back.
Just before Tia starts speaking, I just want to say thank you to Dan, Chloe,
Katie and Phoebe
for actually listening in. So,
hello.
Hello. Sup? Are you doing? You know, just acting really weird here.
So someone else has joined us in the studio. Hello, Emily.
Hey.
What do you enjoy up here in the community centre?
The clubs.
What about the clubs? What makes you come here?
The fun.
What else, really?
different opportunities.
Serious. We've had this.
Do your friends come here?
Yes.
Who's your friends?
Tia.
Yeah!
And Amy, Brogan, Hannah, and...
Oh, just have to say, Callum's very disappointed because he didn't get a mention in that name.
Oh,
list.
And Callum.
All right, so thank you, Emily. So I just want to say one thing, right? It's a story that a couple of summers ago, I find it funny, but I don't know if anyone else would. And basically, me and my friend was down at the beach and we decided it'd be funny to have a sand fight. Well, it ended up not to be because the sand actually went in our eyes, in our mouths. But we was in the sea, so we also had all the seawater and everything, and I found that quite gross. So, it's not funny, Tia. You should have just heard Callum, he was like, gay. Which, I'm sorry, my brother is really immature sometimes, so. Yeah, so Callum, have you got an embarrassing story?
No.
I got chased by a drunk man.
I got chased by a swan.
If you all know that, Emily.
Do you think seagulls are petty?
Oh, yeah, I got attacked by a seagull because I was eating a bacon.
They're baguette. Little scavengers.
My dad was eating a baguette and the seagull just came down behind him and just took the baguette from him.
It slapped my face.
And I think seagulls, some of them, I like the baby seagulls.
I don't like baby seagulls.
The baby seagulls are really cute.
I have a nest on top of my roof.
And what is it about, right, you have, what is it, seagulls, and then you have like land, what is it, seagulls, no, you don't have.
No, you have the really big black things.
Yeah.
The black seagulls.
They're crows, aren't they?
No, they're black seagulls. They're horrible. They're even worse.
They're like evil.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just sent a message and it's like, what? You know. So we just want to say again, because I know, I'm getting a bit boring with the competition. We're just going to give the competition thing and then we're going to maybe play a song or a bit more of a conversation. And then we'll probably like answer you the question. Please tell me what you think about and what the song's called.
And the answer...
You're meant to be doing the song.
Oh, today's competition is guessing the artist of the song. If you are listening, send your answer to Park Village Dream Radio Facebook page or Spreaker. Good luck. What up?
Look at what you've done. Stand still, falling away from me when it takes so long.
All right, so that was our competition song.
Hurry up and pick.
Yeah, we hope you. It's probably not too hard to guess it, but you know. So, but just to let you know, I know it's going to be really stupid. You don't really win anything. We just want like a shout out because
you're going to be famous on our radio.
So yeah. So seriously, Callum.
Word up.
So now we're gonna have a song by Ellie Goulding. So yeah. Yeah.
Hope you enjoy.
You're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch.
Like loads of times now, so I was just like talking about it through the song. It was like, what movies do you like, and like, what do you go watch in the cinema?
Squirrel.
So, any ideas, guys? What you really like and stuff like that?
Frozen, Let It Go.
Tia was just thinking.
Ken.
Callum, any songs for you?
Yoo-hoo, Pixar.
No,
Blast.
No, not songs. I mean movies. You know what I mean. Go on. Any songs?
Only films.
No films. That's it. Okay. Go on, Callum.
Up.
Oh my god, I love Up. There's this part in it where this dog, he has this really, 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 really squeaky voice, and he just goes, "Squirrel."
Squirrel.
My laugh. Who can do the best squirrel thing? Ready? Callum, go.
Squirrel.
Tia, go on. Sorry, but ready? Squirrel. if anyone does that, says squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah, you know, one of those little things that like run across with a little
squirrel.
And that's all like, oh, what do you call it? Ice Age. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's got the little squirrel, the little nut thing. You move on.
And you can't get enough of the nut.
Oh my god, seriously. Sorry about my laugh, guys. I can't stop saying squirrel. So, like, alright, sorry, what
we're
gonna...
We need to do our competition.
Oh, yeah, we're just gonna do
the competition. Like,
the competition, so.
Congratulations! Congratulations. Celebrations to Chloe, who guessed. Outside by Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding.
Oh my god, that was...
Woo-hoo!
I jinxed that, by the way, Callum.
That That's nice. Don't care. Don't care.
So, well done, Chloe. Just, you know, bit of a shout out there. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, squirrel. So,
we'll play the song.
We're going to play the whole song now. So, outside, as you'll know, again, by that person. We got 20 minutes. Right, so everyone knows that there's lots of people coming up of exams. Sorry, got into the topic. Exams, and we was just thinking, really, what do, if you're actually listening, like Chloe, sorry, what do you actually think about the exams that are coming up? Because personally, every time I go into exam, I freak out. Like, I'm not even joking, I panic. So. Jade was just saying something. It's like,
I've been there and I've done that. Done it.
You've been there and you've done that? Okay. I think the pressure really is like the fact that I'm going to feel like I'm going to fail, because you go in there and it's like, oh God, I forgot everything. And that's what happens to me. So then, like, when you're there and it's like, I don't know what to do, I'm so scared.
And I hate the fact there's loads of people in there and they're all looking at you.
We was in the exam and I always thought that you would do the exams by the year group you're in. But it turns out that there's older people year in there with you, year 11. So I'm like, oh my God, why are they? And it's like, am I smarter than them? Or am I dumber than them? And it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Callum, what do you think about exams? Do you get under pressure and anything like that?
Sometimes. I'm 13.
So?
And I don't really take, I haven't took much exams, but I've got exams coming in 23 days.
So you got your exams 23 days. You scared?
I'm a bit scared. Because last time I failed one exam. By 2 marks.
Poor you, Callum. The exams, sorry. So, yeah, that's exams. What about food? Because just going totally off exams, food.
Nando's. Oh, my gosh.
Nando's. See, my brother's got, like, discount on Nando's, and it's, like, so lucky to him. But, like...
Nando's?
So, what's your favourite food restaurant? And really, like, I love KFC. I went KFC the other day with my friends. Bought, like, popcorn, a small popcorn chicken, and I just love popcorn chicken. So I went and got, like, a large popcorn chicken and then, like, a medium popcorn. That's all I really ate, popcorn chicken. But then we went up to McDonald's because they all wanted a McFlurry. So we got McFlurries and stuff from up there. So and we went Quasar as well. That was fun.
Funny story.
Go on then.
Went to Nando's. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I ordered my meal. And it turned out I ordered the wrong one. And I ordered the hot. I thought I was going to die.
I don't think you could die from...
They gave me... I was like, you know when you panic and you go to drink something? And I drank water and it made my mouth burn even more.
Apparently, if you eat hot food and it's burning your... Apparently, you meant to drink milk.
Oh, wow. I drank water.
Because apparently water does something, but apparently milk is much better for you. Soothing. Yes, as Callum says, soothing. So next up, we're going to have a song.
Tina by
a person.
Oh, no, sorry. Fuse ODG.
Yeah.
Oh, my eyes won't leave her. I go head over heels for Tina.
Hello, everyone, again. Sorry, so excited to like to say hello.
Hello.
Right, so we're just going to really wrap things up a bit now. So we're just going to talk about what's on at the community centre, what we offer, and then shake it down from there. Here's Tia. Bench.
Well, on a Monday, I help at something called Mini Rock, which is for children ages 5 to 11 who are less fortunate than the other children that parents can afford nurseries and stuff for. So it starts at 3:30 until 5:30. We have stuff like cooking. We do a variety of cooking. We cook from biscuits, spaghetti bolognese, ice cream sundaes, and they all get involved. We have crafts where we make different things like necklaces out of spaghetti, painting. We have a PlayStation because the little kids like playing FIFA. We have about 25 children on a Monday, and we take them up to the park, which is just over the road.
The mugger. Yeah, the mugger, where the football gets played. And football.
Well, we bring a parachute down and we play like cat and mouse.
I love cat and mouse. It's chasing the mouse. Oh, I'm going to die. Isn't it? Yeah.
And on a Wednesday, we do Totally Teenagers, which is just like a chill out session from 7 till 9. Me and Catherine are doing a cooking program.
Food. Everyone has to like food, so we cook. We have to go shopping as well, by myself and Tia. It's like,
we have volunteers who give up their time to make the experience better. We have crafts.
Crafts and what else?
Sometimes we have like rounders and stuff in the mugger.
Get the mugger. Mugger.
On a Thursday, we have Rock, which is Redeeming Our Community. That's run by Hannah and Katie. We have our first session to year 7 to year 9, which is 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. They provide stuff like games. They do a small cost for food, which is stuff like burgers, chips and ice cream. We have PlayStation. They let you play football. We have Jordan and Adrian, who do a football course for a free of charge by SoFly. Then our older session is for year 10 plus, which is 7:30 till 9 p.m. That's more of a chill out session where people socialise, get to know each other, learn new things, games, more arts and craft, and we all just get involved, really. On a Saturday and Sunday, the community centre is open for hire for parties. I think it's something like £50 for 2 hours or something. You provide yourself. I think you provide yourself food, or Clive can do food for low cost. That's it, really.
Okay, well, very, very busy. Yeah. And as you can see, the community centre does a lot for the young children, and the community centre does provide for them, so there's nothing bad about it, really. It's all fun. Anyway, we're going to have to start wrapping things up a bit because we're running out of time. So I just want to say thanks again for everyone who is listening. And as we all know, it's our first time, so sorry if we messed up quite a bit, because that's what we're all like. So I don't know what to say. We are
talking about our experience.
We're just going to really talk about our experience, really. So using the radio kit, I was like, we've got help here, so thank you to Mike and...
Jade.
Thank you. Jade. Keep forgetting it, sorry. So say thank you to them, because without them, it wouldn't be happening. And without Parkfield either. So
Don't know what's... I interviewed people using the recorders. It was scary at first, but then when I got to know how to use it, I got confident and...
It's like anything, it. Really, isn't yeah, it? It's... You just... You get the hang of it. I think, like, how the community radio can really help young people, as it says on there, it's like, it just gives information, really, about what's happening, what they can come to, and also it's a bit of fun as well. So it's not just as talking, which you'll probably get bored of. You've got a bit of music, as we say, get your dancing shoes on, and all sorts of stuff like that, really. I think also producing the radio show is... also fun as well. So it's like we got the what was we
when
had
we
like
make a show clock.
Yeah, show clock of what we're gonna have to do and how long we got to do it. So it's a bit scary sometimes because at first it's like, oh, we don't have enough. But I think it is good as well because then it gets us to a set thing.
Yeah.
Tia, anything you have to say?
No, not really.
So, snarky comment from Callum. If that's the right word to say. Snarky? Yeah. Just, again. Callum, want to have a go?
Callum, do you want to say something?
No.
No?
No.
Working in a team was good because we already knew each other, but...
Even though Callum's annoying. Just saying.
Callum, we say it with love.
Thanks.
So, again, thank you to everyone
that was listening.
So,
what? I'd like to say thank you to Amy and Alicia, who couldn't be here today.
Well, we all done it together and we prepared it. And then Callum was like, stepped in at the last moment. So, thank you to Callum.
Woo!
And just say sorry that Alicia couldn't be here and that she wanted really to do the
thank you to interview. Nana Kath.
Yeah, Nana Kath. Thank you. Woo! Go, Nana Kath. Yeah. What else is there, really? Just give you the names. I'm Catherine Bowden.
I'm Tia Vetch.
And I'm the boy that fits in, Callum Bowden.
The odd one out. Also say the black sheep of the family. Because it's only because he supports Man United and the rest of us are Man City fans, apart from my granddad.
You're not my friend anymore.
I support Man United.
Well, you're not part of our family soon. I don't like Man United. So say goodbye now. And so we're just broadcasting again from Great Parts Community Centre in Paignton on Spreaker.
Au revoir.
We're going to play
Take Me to Church
by Hozier.
Take Me to Church.
Thank you.
Yes,
bye.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, people. I don't know how to speak French, but au revoir.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I worship.
need